And welcome back to the studio. Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to be with you here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, as we're now ready to go to the KODY phone lines, as we have Sean Jacobs from the National Weather Service office joining us. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going? I'm doing great.
Doing well. Glad to hear that you're doing
theme music for the weather guys, you know, to get them in here.
Would that be the Jeopardy music, or?
We'll figure out something appropriate, sir.
We could dig something up, I'm sure. Might have access to a few of those here at the radio station. Now, Sean, we know that a lot of the good life was impacted by snow this past weekend. Seems like pretty much everybody in the state got a little bit of precipitation except for us locally.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, kind of funny, we took my daughter to school just a little south of town at the Lake Elementary Friday morning. And here in town, nothing. But you got up there, there was a dusting. But as you said, most of the state got precipitation except for southwest Nebraska. The storm system really developed and put down a nice band of snow to our east and dropped anywhere. I saw reports of several inches to as much as 4 or 5 inches of snow over portions of the state. And similarly, that's what the system kind of looks like coming up tonight and tomorrow. There's going to be another defined band of snow that looks to target portions east of North Platte and Lincoln County with accumulating snowfall. And the trend of the system continues to be a little bit east. So don't be surprised tomorrow morning if there's not much snow, if there's just only a dusting here in North Platte. Currently, we're forecasting around an inch, but if the trend eastward trend continues, we'll see less and less. So,
okay. So sounds like we've got chances here throughout the week. We had chances last week, but things just kind of went around us, like you said.
You know, and it a lot of it can be because of this drought. We have the dry lobe levels and dry surface of the earth, and these storm systems really need that ground moisture to really help, get a lot of precipitation. So we were looking at some of the tools that we use, some of our morning soundings, which are the balloon launches, before the onset of snow late last week, and it was just unbelievably dry up through about 10,000 feet. So we started seeing that, it's going to be tough to get some moisture. And typically with these types of winter systems, they're going to be localized bands where the heaviest bands. So there will be a very sharp cutoff on snowfall. Usually we would at least see some, but I'll tell you, if I could probably count the snowflakes at my house, last Friday. So.
It's probably pretty accurate. So we know we have chances this week. Sean, you talked about it a little bit. We have some good chances this evening. But looking at the rest of the week, will we have some of these cooler temperatures and precipitation here in the listening area?
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be cool, but we really start to trend warmer, back toward towards seasonal norms. So highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s through the remainder of the week. And then next weekend, by Sunday, we could be topping low 50s. So we definitely, after tomorrow, start seeing a warming trend here in North Platte. If we miss out on the precipitation tonight here in North Platte, it looks dry, unfortunately, through the weekend into next week. Looking a little more longer range, some more of the climate forecasts, centered around Christmas time, it does continue to look above normal temperatures and right now drier than normal forecast.
So no prediction of a white Christmas, huh?
Yeah, for those looking for a white Christmas, not looking very good.
Oh, man.
Yep. And speaking of white Christmas, I mentioned last week, about 26% of Christmases here in North Platte are considered white Christmases. And that is defined by at least an inch of snow on the ground or snow falling on Christmas. Now, our last white Christmas technically was 2017 here in North Platte, but we had snow real late in the evening in 2017, and then you got to go back to 2012, which was a drought year, but we had a white Christmas back in 2012. So, Yeah, it doesn't occur all that often here, but it would be nice. You know, it seems like we're due, and you know, it seems like we should have a little bit of snow on the ground. And especially the last couple of years, we've had storm systems, but they've occurred on the 26th, right after Christmas. So okay. We kind of missed out on the beauty of the white Christmas.
Came just a little late.
You came just a little late. And hey, I do have a trivia question for you guys.
I like it. We need the music.
Yeah.
So, what was the record low temperature for this morning here in North Platte? And I'm not expecting an exact number, but if you can get kind of within 10 degrees, I'll be pretty happy.
What do you think, Rick?
Minus 18.
Minus 18? That's a pretty good. Tristan, you got a guess?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't going to go. I guess I'll go minus 12.
Minus 12. It was minus 30, and that kind of surprised me back in 1901. So, you know, when I woke up this morning, I was a little chilly. We dropped to 6 degrees here in North Platte overnight, and I thought, you know, that's a little chilly, but, man, that's nothing like minus 30. And that was the air temperature, not the wind chill, air temperature.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess we got it pretty good right now.
Yes, we do.
We've had it good this whole month, truth be told.
You said that was 1901?
1901, yep, minus 30.
Yeah, that's long before the days of good insulation and Gore-Tex and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's tough, people.
Yeah, yep, didn't have much of a choice. Get tough or die back then. Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Hey, just something exciting coming up this week on the 21st. That is the winter solstice. So next Monday, that is the shortest day of the year in terms of daylight. So the good news is, after the 21st, we start gaining daylight, and you know, we've reached kind of the valley, and now we start climbing back, you know, toward summertime for those who like summer. So.
Awesome. Folks can look forward to that on the 21st, like you had said.
You betcha. You betcha. Now, I do have to say this. It doesn't mean that temperatures will start warming. There is that seasonal lag. Really, temperatures don't start warming until February, where we really start noticing the warming trend. But, you know, temperatures will still be cold, you know, through January, and we'll still see winter, but at least we're heading in the right direction.
But no minus 30s, right?
I hope not. I would not want to live back in the early 1900s. I enjoy being warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to be a forecaster in the early 1900s would not have been an easy job by any means either.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. You know, they relied on just really good communication, and they didn't have all the tools that we have to our disposal, and it was you know, using teletype, or not teletype, but using, you know,
telegraph.
But anyways, yeah, yeah. It must have been difficult.
Well, Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
You betcha. I really appreciate it. Y'all take care.
You too. Always good to talk to Sean. Appreciate his useful information. Appreciate the trivia this morning, too.
That was good, yeah.
I like it.
I knew there were a couple very cold periods in history prior to now.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite minus 30. I said, I said minus 18.
So I don't want to hear anybody complaining the rest of today, because it could be worse.
It could be. Yes, it could.
We do need to step aside for a quick commercial break here on Mugs in the Morning. We'll go over the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners and North Platte City Council meeting coming up next.